وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين. جزاك الله خير مولانا for all the beautiful duas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise you in rank. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, we have a lovely story today of a story of a person walking with a lamp by day. So one day, a certain person took a burning lamp in his hand during the light of the day as he proceeded to the market. Now, this is very, very unusual. So someone said to him, "What is wrong with you? What need is there for a lamp during the light of day?" So he replied, "I am searching for men everywhere. I do not see even one man." The person said, "But this market is filled with men." So he replied, "No, there is no man in this market, only the outer forms of men. These are only bread eaters and persons involved with their desires. In other words, they eat just like the animals and they live just like the animals. All the persons you see in this market are all carriers of attributes contrary to the true manhood. They are not men, but persons dressed in the outer forms of men. For a man, the attributes of manhood are necessary. If aloe wood, which has a fragrance, does not possess fragrance, then what is the difference between it and other timber? Manhood and humanity is not the name for flesh, fat, and skin, because flesh, fat, and skin animals also have. Manhood is the name given to those attributes, character, and deeds through which Allah's pleasure is attained. If manhood is only for those in manly form, then Ahmad and Abu Jahl, the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Jahl, would be equal, yet we know it is not so." So we learn from this here, basically, you know, that even in the English language, when they do some comparisons, then there will be some good attributes and mostly evil attributes, you know, of men in the form of similes that are likened to animals. You know, when our children are fighting, then we say, "You're fighting like cats and dogs." So in other words, the quality of fighting is attributed to animals. So when men have this quality, it's a very, very same thing. He chatters like a monkey. If he's very, very slow, he moves like a snail. He has eyes like a hawk. Oh, well, bravery is a very good quality. You say brave as a lion. People have pride, is proud as a peacock. Sometimes it's a good quality, is gentle as a lamb. His physical attributes, he's tall as a giraffe, or wise as an owl, or fast as a cheetah, or strong as an ox. So these are all similes that you find between men and animals. And then you will find sometimes as greedy as a pig, as sly or as cunning as a fox, as obstinate as a mule. You know, if he's very, very fast, he's swift as a hare. He's a very busy person, he's busy as a bee. If he's a hungry person, he's hungry like a wolf. Blind, he's blind as a bat. And if he's one that riddles, you know, gets in and out of situations riddly as a snake. So you can see there's many, many evil attributes that are compared in humans to animals. So if a man is greedy, if he's cunning, if he's sly, if he's evil, you know, all these things and traits are animal traits that are in a human being. And in Urdu, a person is referred to as Adami, a human being. Adami is related to the word Adam. In other words, one who has the qualities of Adam alayhi salam will truly referred to as Adami. You know, and once Murana Masihullah rahmatullah alayhi, he also mentioned, he said that to become an engineer is easy. To become a lawyer is easy. You know, and he said to become a doctor is easy. And I even go to this extent to say that to become a jannati is easy. But to become a true human being, that is difficult. You know, a true insan, a true admi. So from the above criteria, we should take stock of our manhood and humanity. And on the whole surface of the earth, the only real men will be the saintly ones. The rest of those who are supposed to be human beings are only eating and defecating ones, who are busy with their objectives and what is connected to them. The best example of this, you know, Morana says, is the machine grinding flour. At the one side, the corn is entered into it, and on the other end, the flour comes out. Similarly, the human body of those who only eat and defecate is also like a machine, where on the one side, bread is entered into it, and on the other side, feces are coming out, full of a smell. It is thus a machine producing feces and excreta. So those who only look upon their aims in life as eating and defecating are actually calling their bodies a machine producing excreta. So may Allah Ta'ala save us from this stupid theory. So Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah's other theme, that man is not the name for flesh and fat covered in human skin, but is a name for him who does that which pleases Allah. The signs of it being so is that the person becomes adorned with deeds and character which lead to Allah's pleasure. Such a person undoubtedly is fit being called a man. He has the contact of nisbat within him. Nabi Adam alayhi salam's special description is that he uttered the cry, Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. O our Lord, we have been unjust to our own selves, and if you do not forgive us and have mercy on us, we shall be of the losers. He cried thus for a lifetime, so much so that he mentioned that from the tears he shed, small fountains started flowing, and from them fragrant flowers, roses, and jasmine were created. So Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali said, those people who are the special children of Adam alayhi salam will, like their father, cry out this dua, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. So through this theory, Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, many and oh, says that many an owner of huge mansions and motor cars, we can try and derive from here, but who do not possess the attributes of true servants of Allah should pass judgment over themselves as to whether they are great men or small men. In fact, today in our lives, we give preference to materialism. The cars we drive, that maketh a man. The houses we live in, we feel that maketh a man. In fact, there is a doubt as to whether they are all at all men. Great men are those who have kept Allah pleased with them. On the plane of the reckoning on the day of Qiyamah, everyone will be brought to his correct level. So if in this world it is said that this is a great man because he owns a mansion stretching over 2,000 meters, or he has three motor cars and is the owner of three factories, or what use is going to be him, to him, when in the year after he will be looked upon as if he was just a sweeper. Each human being has got some real estate. And then we find that the real estate of a poor man, you know, in the Qabristan, and the real estate of a rich man lying side by side is absolutely the same. So we can take a great lesson from here to improve our lot and to inculcate those qualities that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the base qualities of animals we must try and refrain from. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.